This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We do various and sundry economic indicators on this program roughly all the time. Here's one, though, that we've talked about rarely, if ever. The Manheim Used Vehicle Value Index, MUVVI, if you like, which does exactly what its name says. The most recent version out today says used vehicle prices went down 0.5% between November and December. Overall, used vehicle prices down 7% from 2022, almost 21% from 2021, which is great and all, but why am I mentioning it? I'm mentioning it because of how all those used cars got to all those used car dealer lots. Some of them came as trade-ins, yes, but there's about a 50% chance that they got there by way of a wholesale auction. More than 10 million used vehicles were sold at auction last year. And many of those auctions, like a lot of things since the pandemic, have now moved online. Marketplace's Henry Epp has that story.
When Scott Polite was stocking his family's used car lot near Des Moines, Iowa back in the 90s, buying cars at auction meant rising really early.
You get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you get to the airport, hopefully your plane's on time.
He'd fly all over the country, Buffalo, Orlando, Salt Lake City, where he and other used car dealers would get picked up by a shuttle.
They would shuttle you to the auction. You can get there before and inspect the vehicles.
All kinds of cars were there, from newer models coming off a lease to former rental cars to junkers. They ran through lanes, each with its own auctioneer, about one car a minute, so Polite and other dealers could touch, smell, and inspect them. They'd bid using subtle gestures.
You know, wink an eye or nod your head or just raise your hand.
All of this took place in a building that looked something like a huge auto shop, with anywhere from 2 to 20 or more lanes.
It's full of carbon monoxide fumes and very loud auctioneers.
But there were benefits, too. For one, Polite could take advantage of regional price variations. His dealership sold a lot of Lincoln Town cars back then, and as he flew around to different auctions, he noticed something.
The markets in Buffalo, New York, and Minneapolis, Minnesota had $4,000 more incentive on a new town car at that time than any other market did in the country.
Which meant they were cheaper when they hit the auction block. So he'd make the trek to those cities, the snow often deterred some of his competition, buy town cars on the cheap, and sell them at a discount while still making a profit. But his trips didn't always work out like that.
There were many times we'd go in without buying a vehicle, which meant the whole day was wasted.
But even then, there was some value in showing up.
If you're physically standing in the lane with hundreds of other dealers, there's a lot of conversations going on about the industry.
Joe Wilson is the chief operating officer of CarMax, which sells directly to consumers and hosts wholesale auctions.
And you kind of get a sense of what is the market? What are people selling really well? What are people not selling really well?
Some of the auctions still essentially look and sound like this. But what's different now is that sound is being funneled through an online simulcast. The auctioneer was near Washington, D.C. at an event held by the company Manheim, which auctions off millions of cars every year. Leading up to 2020, about half of the vehicles at Manheim auctions were sold to dealers standing next to their lanes, like Scott Polite used to. But then,
if we think back to COVID, there was a real turning point in our, you know, in our industry.
Jennifer Heiser is a vice president of Manheim. She says all of the company's auctions moved online when the pandemic hit. CarMax did the same and never went back. But as restrictions loosened, Manheim let dealers into the auctions again. Some came back. You can see them pacing around in the video feed on the simulcast, but many didn't return. Now Heiser says over 70% of Manheim vehicles are sold online.
The dealers realize that they no longer have to spend the entire day, you know, going and looking and bidding on cars.
I was in Dallas today. I was in Central Florida today. And I was in Chicago today.
Jesse Lohr owns a used EV dealership in New Hampshire. He says he tried an in-person auction once and didn't really like it. When he bids online, he can look at a car's history report and compare it to other vehicles on the market.
So I have a lot more data and information at my fingertips when I'm sitting in my office shopping for cars on these digital platforms.
But so does everyone else bidding online, and that's killed a lot of the regional price variations. So it's a lot harder to find a cheap Lincoln Town car in Buffalo. Though for Scott Polite's team in Iowa, that's not really a bad thing.
Now our guys sign on. If things are too high, they sign off. They'll sign on to another auction, and they can still continue to work their current job.
And they don't have to catch an early flight out of Des Moines. I'm Henry App for Marketplace.